The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from the SGP Network. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your erectile dysfunction. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. From April 29th to May 4th, if you deposit on Underdog Fantasy, you'll have a chance to win $1 million in their best ball contest. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN. That's the promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast, which is me, over on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com. It's a really good time to sign up because we are still at the start of the month. You've only missed 1 week of plays. And we are continuing to make money in sports here with the tennis, with the NBA, with the NHL. And as we head towards the end of the domestic soccer season, we have a lot of futures pending, but we will still be looking to make money with our plays. We also have some big time boxing this weekend, and I will be doing a fight show for the Canelo fight. My clients have got 95 months in a row of consecutive transparent track profit, and we look to land our 96th month this month. If you look at the pin tweet at SGP Soccer's Twitter account, it'll always be the P&L from the previous month. But if you want to look at all of the P&L spreadsheets, because we are a transparent service, we do provide legitimate spreadsheets, and you can go and check all of those out at lockbetting.com. We also use Patreon, which allows us to be transparent. The only issue with Patreon is that it will bill you for the entire month whenever you sign up. So that's why I said the best time to sign up is at the start of the month, which is now, because you'll get billed for the entire month, even if you sign up on the 15th, the 20th, the 25th, the end of the month, wherever it will be, they will bill you for the entire month. That is the only drawback of Patreon, but I prefer to go with the transparency and prefer to continue to give out this message to you guys to sign up as early as you can at the start of the month to get all of the plays and become on the journey for the 96th month in a row of transparent track profit here of in the month of May, sorry, for May 2021. Looking at this Bundesliga slate this weekend, actually the season has got fairly interesting because only 2 points separate Wolfsburg and Borussia Dortmund, with Eintracht Frankfurt 1 point ahead of Dortmund, sandwiched between those two teams. So suddenly out of nowhere, Dortmund have got into the top four race. And I've previously mentioned how interesting the relegation race here is in the Bundesliga this season. If we have a look at it, I can give you an update on things. And at the moment, Schalke, as we know, are down. But Cologne sit in 17th place and will be getting automatically relegated if things remain the same. However, a 1 point above them in the playoff spots is Armenia Bielefeld, and they are only there on goal difference ahead of, behind Werder Bremen, who are also on 30 points, and Hertha Berlin, who are also on 30 points. Augsburg have got only 3 points clear of them on 33, and Mainz on 35 and Hoffenheim on 36 appear to be safe now at this point, in my opinion. So it could be any one of these five teams that occupy the two relegation spots. One is automatic and one is the relegation playoff, which Werder Bremen played in last season. And it will be a great concern to Werder Bremen to see that they are drifting not only towards that relegation playoff spot, but with their current form, they could be heading towards the automatic relegation spot as well, which is crazy because I basically writ off Werder Bremen as a relegation threat a few weeks ago. I knew they were in bad form, but I said there's no way that this team can go down. They've accumulated too many points. Well, that was under the assumption that they would continue to pick up maybe a win or two here and there. They haven't done that, and they are now bang in the race, and they have a very difficult fixture this weekend at home to Bayer Leverkusen. But before we get there, let's cover this game here to start things off with Hoffenheim and Schalke. As I said, Hoffenheim are now out of it and they'll be looking for revenge anyway against the worst team in the Bundesliga, which is Schalke. They're the 1-5 favourites to get that revenge. It's 6-1 on the draw, and 12-1 here on Schalke. Yeah, I do think Hoffenheim will get the revenge by winning this game, but I don't think it will be as easy as that in terms of it being any kind of definite spanking. I think the fact that you're getting Schalke here at +2.5 goals on the Asian handicap line at the price of 4-7, it's juicy. But for me, it's a play that you really have to take here in this situation because Hoffenheim aren't Bayern Munich or Borussia Dortmund. They're not really a team that should be laying a -2.5 goal handicap here in this game, especially when Schalke already beat them earlier on in the season. So as I said, don't really think that that they should be laying a 2.5 goal handicap. And to be honest, they're not really. The 1.5 goal handicap here is at odds on. But the fact that you can get Schalke for a 2.5 goal start at 4-7 and not more along the lines of -300 where I would have it, does actually represent some solid value, even at this juiced up price. This Hoffenheim team have only won one of the last seven Bundesliga games and have drawn three of the last four. They are one of the only teams that have already lost to Schalke, as we mentioned, and that was in January. And Schalke have actually drawn as many as they have lost to Hoffenheim in their past six meetings. So whereas Schalke are obviously down and one of the poorest teams in the league, I wouldn't be taking Hoffenheim here to win this game by three goals. If Hoffenheim just win this by two goals, you cash this play of Schalke +2.5 here. And as I said, it is juicy at 4-7, but I don't think Hoffenheim are in the same regard as some of the top teams here in the Bundesliga, especially with the lackluster season they had. So you can actually find some value in a juicy play here. And that's what I think we found here, even though Schalke have nothing to play for. Obviously, it's not going to be the lock, but it is a relatively strong lean for this game. Up next, we have what is on paper the game of the week, and for stakes as well. It's Dortmund at home to Leipzig, and this is also going to be the German Cup final this season. Dortmund are available here to win this game at 13-10. It's 11-4 the draw, and it's 19-10 on Leipzig. This is a must-win game for Dortmund because if you're looking at their rivals here in the top three, in my opinion, they have easier games and I have them both winning. So we'll come to that when we get there. In this particular game, I'm going to go for Dortmund here as well because it is a must-win game for them. They usually do very, very well against Leipzig. They have won four of the last five against Leipzig and by at least two clear goals on three occasions. Leipzig, though, have not beaten any tied currently in the top eight away from home in the Bundesliga this season. And this Borussia Dortmund team have scored at least two goals in 11 of their 15 Bundesliga home matches games, Bundesliga home games here today in the 2020-21 season. And if they can get a couple of goals here, they'll be in a very good position to beat this Leipzig team. And I like the price. It's available here at 13-10. Dortmund have been winning this fixture against Leipzig as of late, even though Leipzig are going to finish higher than Dortmund in the league this season. And it's a must-win situation. And Dortmund have actually reacted well to the pressure. Don't forget, Dortmund were a team that pushed Manchester City more than anybody in the Champions League so far this season, and were unlucky to be eliminated in that title, especially unlucky to lose the first leg. And I feel that if they'd gone into the second leg with a 1-1 draw, they would have been in a much, much stronger position and may have been able to hold on. They were also 1-0 up in that second leg as well. So they really did give Manchester City a scare, even though they did lose both of those games. They're a team that have performed in the big games so far this season in terms of getting to the Champions League quarterfinal, in terms of getting to the German Cup final, in terms of their results against the big teams around them. The problem with Dortmund has been losing home games to teams in the bottom half. Complete complacency at times, which has meant that they are in this position where they may not even qualify for the Champions League. But this is a big game. This is a team they turn up against. This is a team that they usually beat. This is a must-win situation. This is a pressure cooker situation. And Dortmund have been in this pressure cooker situation for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And some could point to the fact that, well, what about the game against Eintracht Frankfurt? Had they won that game, things would have been a lot more comfortable for them. Yeah, that's true. But also, you can look at that and say maybe Dortmund expected to beat Eintracht Frankfurt. Maybe they didn't respect the fact that Eintracht Frankfurt had got themselves into a top four position. I don't know. This is a very difficult Dortmund team to read. Nobody expected them to have this kind of season. And then once they were completely written off, they ended up getting themselves into a cup final. They ended up pushing Manchester City, and they've got themselves back into the top four race by doing what they needed to do, which seemed impossible. And that was having a 100% record ever since they lost that game at home to Frankfurt. So they're bang in this now, and it needs any kind of slip up from Wolfsburg and Eintracht Frankfurt. But unfortunately for them, I don't think that slip up's going to happen this weekend. So this is a must win game, and I do think that Dortmund will win it. Up next, we spoke about them earlier. It's Werder Bremen at home to Bayer Leverkusen, with Werder Bremen available 17-2. It's 14-5 the draw, and it's 5-6 here on Bayer Leverkusen. I think Leverkusen here are going to add to the misery of Werder Bremen in this game. Leverkusen definitely haven't had a good season, but I do think they'll be able to win in this spot. This Werder Bremen team have lost their last 4 home Bundesliga matches, albeit to the top 3 teams in the league, but they also did lose to mid-table Mons. Werder Bremen have the 3rd worst home record in the Bundesliga and have lost 8 times, and that's consistent with them having a very poor record at home last season, which is why they ended up in the relegation playoff spot last season. And that is a very possibility once again, especially if Cologne and Arminia Bielefeld can pick up points. This Bayer Leverkusen team have kept 6 away clean sheets so far this season, and that's the 2nd best percentage in the top tier. So as much as they've had a bad season, they have got some decent stats to go along with their season. So I do think they'll get the win here. And Werder Bremen's season, I don't think it's going to be dictated by the results against Gladbach, Leverkusen, Leipzig, Bayern Munich, Dortmund necessarily. But as they get to the final 3 games of the season, they are going to need to get a result there, because I don't think that the likes of Cologne and Arminia Bielefeld are going to skate through to the end of the season without picking up points. So they need to start picking up something as we head towards the end of the season here. Up next, we look at this game here between Wolfsburg and Union Berlin, where Wolfsburg are the 3-4 favourites. It's 14-5 the draw, and it's 19-5 on Union Berlin. It could be viewed as Wolfsburg slipping up as of late and allowing Borussia Dortmund into the top four race. However, Wolfsburg's 2 home defeats this season have come against Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund, who they played lately. And obviously that Dortmund game was always going to be a 6-pointer. This Wolfsburg team, though, have won 9 of their last 13 Bundesliga home matches. No Bundesliga team has a better home clean sheet record than Wolfsburg, who have kept 8 clean sheets from their 15 games to date. This Union Berlin team, this could be a really good time to play them, as they've slipped out of the top 6 position, which they occupied throughout the season. And they haven't won a away game in over 2 months. However, they do currently best the 4th best defensive record in the Bundesliga and have conceded fewer goals than Bayern Munich. But I think Wolfsburg will be able to get the points here. I think when you look at Wout Weghorst's season, he could chip in with the vital goal that they need to win this game. He has got 6 in his last 8 appearances and 24 the season, and he could be key in order to getting this team through the Champions League and to see this campaign over the line. And I think they have more quality to win what I think will be a tight, low-scoring game. I think the rest will benefit Wolfsburg, who obviously had a dip in form as of late, which has allowed Borussia Dortmund back into the title race, but it hasn't been against teams lower down in the table. So they haven't really dropped points against teams that are low down in the table and haven't had results, poor results in games that you would expect them to win. So I don't think this is a real big collapse for Wolfsburg. I still think they have a very good home record. They've obviously had a great season because no one expected them to be here. And I think they bounce back here and put the pressure on Borussia Dortmund by winning this home game against Union Berlin. So Wolfsburg on the money line here, 3-4 will be my pick. Up next, we look at Bayern Munich and Borussia Mönchengladbach, which is the last game on Saturday, where Bayern Munich are available at 1-3. It's 5-1 a draw and it's 7-1 on Gladbach. Bayern Munich will be looking to clinch the title here, and I think they'll get the win. But I also think both teams will find a net, because that seems to always happen in Bayern Munich games. Usually you'd get this kind of bet anywhere between plus 150 and plus 350, depending on the teams. Unfortunately, this is Bayern Munich, and all you're going to get is plus 110 here on this one. So you're getting it at 11-10, and that's the best price. This one is more widely available at evens. Bayern Munich have won 11 of their 15 home league games this season, and they average over 3.5 goals per game just by themselves. Gladbach have actually lost 3 of their last 5 away Bundesliga games, conceding 3 goals in each of them. This Bayern team have only kept 4 clean sheets in the Bundesliga this season and are on pace to have the fewest number of clean sheets since the 2009-2010 season. And that has really been their issue throughout the season. Although, when it came down to the Champions League, where we thought that would be their Achilles heel, and I was predicting that they would be eliminated by Manchester City when the draw was originally made, it was the loss of Robert Lewandowski that ended up costing them in the end, because they created plenty of chances. They ended up going out on away goals after a 3-3 with Paris, and had he been there to bury one of the many chances they missed, we would have seen that Bayern-Manchester City semi-final. In the end, we didn't. Manchester City are playing in the final. Bayern Munich didn't get a chance, won't get a chance to retain their Champions League crown, and they'll have to settle for winning the Bundesliga this season. But ultimately, that came down to Robert Lewandowski. Lewandowski returns here. I think he'll manage to get on the score sheet. I think Bayern will go close to maintaining their 3.5 goal average, and they'll beat Gladbach and clinch the title here. But of course, as I said, both teams should find the net as usual, and that's available at 11-10 here. Bayern Munich and both teams to score 11-10 in this one. We now move on to Sunday. We look at this game here between Cologne and Freiburg, where Cologne are the 6-5 favourites. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 5-2 on Freiburg. For me, this is all about stakes, and obviously the stakes are much bigger here for Cologne because they are in the relegation zone. But this could put huge pressure on Werder Bremen this weekend if Arminia Bielefeld can get themselves a positive result. And of course, if Cologne can win this game, I do think Cologne will find a way here to win this game. I think that they'll get themselves out of the relegation zone temporarily by beating Freiburg here in this spot. Cologne have won consecutive league matches, whereas Freiburg have now suffered 4 straight away defeats. Over 2.5 goals has landed in each of the last 7 meetings between the pair. So we could see goals here in this game, but I'm going to lean towards the Cologne win just simply because it is a must-win situation at this stage of the season. It's also a must-win situation for Eintracht Frankfurt. They're home against Mainz. Mainz were fighting for their lives just a few weeks ago, but they've gone on a really good run that's got them out of here. So it's difficult to say whether they'll continue on in that form or whether they can relax here. But Eintracht Frankfurt need the points here, in my opinion, much more than Mainz. They are available at 4-5 to pick up that win here on the money line. It's 29-10 to draw, and it's 3-1 on Mainz. I am going to take Frankfurt to win this game. As I've mentioned here previously on the show, I do expect all of these top three to continue winning, and I think that Dortmund have the toughest game on paper. This Frankfurt team are unbeaten in 15 home league games. They've won 8 and drawn 1 of their last 9 at home, and both teams have actually scored in 13 of Frankfurt's 15 home league games. So if you were to tack on both teams to score here, you can get that at around about 2-1. I'm seeing it here at 9-4, but it's widely available at 2-1. I think Frankfurt do win this game. As I said, I think all of the top three win this weekend, and that will continue to put pressure on Borussia Dortmund, because they're the team, if you look at things at the start of the season, they're the team that you expect to go through. And they will remain in fifth place if all of these teams win. So I'm going to take Frankfurt for the win at 4-5 over Mons on Sunday. The final game we look at is Arminia Bielefeld, and they travel to Hertha Berlin, where they're the 16-5 underdogs. Hertha Berlin here are available at 17-20, and it's 13-5 here on the draw. Probably a must-not-lose situation here for Arminia Bielefeld, especially when there's the opportunity to move higher up the table with the win. However, I do think that they will lose this game, because Hertha themselves are also getting sucked into this relegation battle. Hertha have actually lost only once across their last 7 league games. Hertha have picked up 10 points from their last 4 matches at home, whereas Arminia Bielefeld have won only 2 of the last 15 away games. So I think this is an opportunity for Hertha to get themselves clear. They really shouldn't be down there in this position. They shouldn't really be stuck down there in their 14th spot on the 30-point mark. If Arminia Bielefeld win this game, they go 3 points clear of Hertha. But if Hertha win this game, they go 3 points clear of Arminia Bielefeld. They join the likes of Augsburg on 33 points and will go just 2 points behind Mons, providing that Mons do lose that game to Frankfurt. And I think with this win, you can probably consider Hertha out of it. But the same could be said for Arminia Bielefeld. It's really, really, really tight down there. And as I said, what's crazy is Werder Bremen, who looked very, very safe a few weeks ago, they're in 15th at the moment. Not only can they not be in a playoff spot, but if results go the way that I'm predicting, Werder Bremen could actually be in 17th spot in an automatic relegation position after having such a solid start to the season. So it's very, very interesting down the bottom. It's very, very interesting looking at the top four and who will occupy the Champions League positions. And a league that looked very, very dead a few weeks ago has really picked up, and we are looking at a big finish here for both of those situations at the bottom and at the top in terms of Champions League qualification. Closing out with the lock here on this show, I'm going to ride the home form of Eintracht Frankfurt. You're going to have to wait until Sunday to get that one. That's just Frankfurt straight up on the money line here. I got it at 4-5. If you shop around, you can find it at 5-6 minus 120. I just think this is a really good spot here for Frankfurt. It's a must-win situation. I think Mons may be in a position to relax now. It's very, very difficult for me to see them going down with 35 points currently accumulated. Obviously, the form of Mons is worrying, but Frankfurt's home form has been excellent this season, and it's been the key to them being in the position they're in, which is a position to qualify for the Champions League. There's also a lot of stuff I like here on this show. Usually the Bundesliga is tough, but there's lots and lots that I do like. And if you want to get all of my plays, make sure that you head over to lockbetting.com. That's it for me in this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.